I'm Chevy, it's Friend Friday. That means we discuss you. Hello, friends. Welcome to the shed. It is Friday. And boy, has this week been difficult for me here. It is late again. It's currently 7:20. And every episode this week has been recorded late, has been uploaded late, because Jamie's had to work or today she's sick, so it's fallen on me to pick the girls up after school, which is like across, it's out of my way, so I go and then I have soccer and game night and all that, and I've always thought that the root of my failure as a father was the fact that I was too selfish. And I don't think that's the right term anymore. This week has shown me that more than anything, I need routine. I am comfortable in routine. And when my routine gets disrupted, it just wrecks me. And so normally I come home, I shoot this video, I go, you know, edit it, upload it, and then I can go do whatever it is I need to do. I normally get home at a certain hour, but lately having to get my daughter off the bus means I have to get home sooner. I have to leave the house as soon as I get home. I don't have a chance to shoot this. It's now, you know, 2 hours later when I get back home, and that disrupts me significantly. And so now I have a focus to work towards. But anyway, this is Friday. This isn't about me. It's about you. Couple cool things to share with you that you guys have sent in. First one is a follow-up to last week's Dotson project that Brad Richards showed us. And he also sent us some more pictures, and he says that I'd asked him why he felt like it was only 90%. And he said it needs minor interior upgrades like carpet, rear luggage, deck, trim panel. He also related that he is 6'3". I said I was 6'4", and he can fit in his car with no problem, and I bet that's the case. That's definitely a car that has a lot of forward room, like I said last week. It's a true two-seater with no back seat. I didn't know that. My friend's Nissan had a small back seat. And then he threw in these two pictures. Check this thing out. This is the Datsun 240Z in race trim. He took these pictures at Road Atlanta Racetrack during the Walter Mitty Vintage Car Races in April of 2016. He was able to get to the paddock area that's where they store stage cars for races, and got to take these photos. So his car could look like that if he ever decided to paint it that way. That's a pretty awesome car, and it's really cool that you got to go back there and see the cars get ready. The second thing I want to share is from Janelle. Janelle is a very old internet friend. About, I don't know, 4 years ago, I was pretty heavy into playing World of Tanks. I joined a clan in World of Tanks that was one of the Reddit clans, and I played every single night with my clan mates. That's a really freaking weird thing to say. Me and my clan mates. I played every night with my clan, and we had a blast, and then along came Sisla, and that's Janelle's World of Tanks name, Sisla, and she was amazing. Really good tanker. Really fun to chat with. We had our own TeamSpeak channel, of course. And so she sent us some pictures. I'll throw those up on the screen here. This was at PAX West 2016. And PAX, for everybody who doesn't know, is Penny Arcade Expo. There are there's PAX East, PAX Prime, PAX West, PAX Australia. I don't know how many PAXes there are. But there's a few of these Penny Arcade Expos. And it's mostly a board gaming expo. It's mostly a video gaming expo, but over the years it has morphed into a sort of a just nerd culture, geek culture, and now there are a lot of board games there. And so a lot of these pictures she's shown us is tabletop playing. So one of the games they were playing is Secret Hitler, and I recently played that at game night and had fun with that one. Red Flags. A lot of these people that I'm showing you in these pictures are actually Reddit clanmates, wargaming.com guys. So these are tankers that I may or may not have known back when I played World of Tanks. I do miss that group. I miss playing that game a lot. It was actually really fun. These pictures look like you had a blast. And check out that retro SNES, or that retro NES. That thing is awesome. I want one. It's one of those things I want to buy, but I doubt I'll use. But I just want to buy it. I want to own it. I never had, for the story time, I never had an NES. My parents wouldn't let me have one, so I never owned one. I had, all of my friends had them, of course, but they were like, you know, $150 or something like that. They were expensive in the 80s. That was a huge investment, and my parents would not let me have one. I had an Atari, an old Atari that was a hand-me-down, and all of my friends had NESs, so I had to go to their house to play. So that's part of the reason I think I want this little retro thing, because I think I would enjoy just knowing that I have an NES and a few games. But a lot of the games I want aren't on there because they're owned by other companies and third party and whatever. I had actually planned on talking to you, answering another question. The Nate Dog asked a while back about my experience taking advice from people through the years, and I think I'm just going to do a whole episode on that. I've been taking notes on that topic, so thank you, Nate Dogg, for submitting it. I have not forgotten you. I will get to that. Thank you to Sisla, Janelle, and Brad for following up with us, and Brad for following up, and Sisla for sending us new stuff to show here on the show. If you want your stuff shown on the show, please email it to me, to Chevy@thedailyshed.com, and I'll make sure that I throw it up, or you can mail me a letter or a package or pictures or whatever you want to mail me. The contact information is in the video description and available on thedailyshed.com. And anything you want to send, if you want me to put it on the wall, just let me know. It'll go up on the wall and be in all the future videos. So thank you guys for being here. I hope you have a great weekend. This is the end of 6 months of this show, episode 120. That's a huge deal for me. I'm going to go celebrate by editing this and then playing video games for the rest of the night. No, I have a lot of work to do. Monday, all new intros and outros. I have to go do all that, so I'm going to skip out and go get that done. Thank you for being here as always. I can't wait till I turn this camera on Monday and we see what happens. Till then.